Melbourne schoolboy Gus Charles still wears the scar from a Bruelli ulcer, which formed after he cut his knee more than a year ago. He says initial swelling became infected and was misdiagnosed before surgical intervention.
So a few weeks before the surgeon cut it open, it collapsed and the sort of a small divot came through and a bit of blood came out. And after the surgery, that's when I finally realised it was something pretty serious.
His mother, Sally Charles, says the ordeal and intensive treatment has been draining.
It's extremely frustrating and you're so worried, and any parent will be worried, because it's just awful knowing your child's in pain and knowing that it's not getting fixed, in fact it's getting worse, and that no one can diagnose it.
Dr. Daniel O'Brien from Barwon Health specialises in the research and treatment of the condition.
It's a flesh-eating infection. It actually starts to eat away at the skin and the tissue underneath, the soft tissue we call it. And if it's not treated, it basically continues to spread and get larger and larger. And in some circumstances where it's very aggressive, it can very rapidly take over a whole arm or a part of a leg.
Bruelli ulcers are believed to have originated in Western Africa, before curiously presenting in various parts of Australia since the 1930s. Over the past few years, the overwhelming majority of diagnoses have been in Victoria, primarily on the Bellarine and Mornington peninsulas. In total, 107 cases were recorded in 2015, 182 in 2016, and last year, 275 people presented with the condition. Over the same period, it's estimated there were just 10 cases diagnosed elsewhere in Australia. Professor Paul Johnson from Austin Health says it's possible the bacteria which causes the condition exists in possum faeces and is spread to humans through mosquito bites.
There are big questions we do not know the answers to, particularly why it spreads, why it arrives in a possum population in the first place, and where it's going to turn up next.
Victorian health authorities have spent $1 million researching the ulcers over the past 15 years and have joined with researchers in applying for a further $2 million from a federal medical research fund.
It's not a thing we can wait around for. I mean, this is a rapidly worsening epidemic. We have critical information that we don't know, and the funding is urgent. So the sooner the better.